breakfast with Sam.
Good morning to you. That's right. It is breakfast with Sam. 11 minutes past 8 o'clock in the morning. Monday, 12th of January, 2009. Kayo Cruz, and she's like a star, kicking off today's big breakfast. Second hour. Talking of stars, let's cross over directly to California this morning and see how our lovely, delectable Deeps is getting on this morning. Good morning.
Good morning, Asian FX listeners.
Good morning, Deeps. How you doing?
Oh, I'm just fantastic. What's been good in the UK?
Well, it's been absolutely freezing for the last few days, and I went to watch Slumdog Millionaire.
Oh, did you finally? How'd you like it?
I loved it. I was just sat there. You know when you're kind of glued to your seat and clenching your fists and holding onto it? Yeah, that was me.
Oh, that's fantastic. I can't wait to watch it myself. You know, it's funny you mentioned that because I have some news right hot off the press.
Oh, go on.
Slumdog Millionaire won 4 Golden Globe Awards last night.
Oh, fabulous. Big round of applause.
Yes, it's so fantastic. For the best screenplay, mm-hmm. best director, mm-hmm. best musical score, as well as best drama.
Oh, fantastic. It definitely deserved that best musical score. I've got to say to you, the soundtrack was amazing.
Amazing, yeah. I love A.R. Rahman. His music is just so touching and so good. Yeah, I've always loved him.
Absolutely. So are you planning on going to see it sometime soon?
Yes, hopefully. You know, me and Peta, we're trying to go this week. So hopefully that'll work out.
Okay, well, let us know how you guys get on. But today, you're actually going to be talking to us about none other than Kanye West.
You are right. Onto something totally different.
Yeah.
But definitely some juicy information you guys could bite into this morning.
Okay, go on.
So if you haven't heard, Kanye West definitely considers himself one of the greatest entertainers of his generation. And this is definitely something he declared himself.
Very modestly, of course. Very
Of course. So what do you think about Kanye West yourself?
Tim? Now, you see, I actually think that Kanye West has done fantastically well since he's hit the scene. I mean, he's really done well with all his sort of, graduation albums, College Dropout, Late Registration, all of them seem to be about school and university and that kind of stuff. But he really did make a huge mark, didn't he, on the industry as soon as he came out. And then, I think that he's done extremely well. I mean, after he had the accident and everything and his jaw got wired together and everything, and even after all of that, I mean, he was really inspirational in his music.
Yeah, and he's been, yeah. I mean, each one of his albums, all of them platinum, you know.
Absolutely.
All of them have inspired such a generation. It's amazing. This guy has a lot of fans out there. But we all know that he's definitely far from humble.
Yeah, from yeah, there is that small problem there.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, being one of the most popular rappers today, he can definitely still make resolutions for the new year.
Okay.
So, in the February issue of Vibe magazine, mm-hmm. Kanye West admits that he wants to make popular music but have less fans.
What?
Yes. Well, meaning that he wants a core of devotees who understand him and his music rather than a massive group of listeners who only like him because, you know, he's the hot artist or he's popular.
Right, okay.
But, you know, but that's going to happen regardless if you're such a big artist, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. This isn't a Lauryn Hill kind of thing, is it, that he's doing? Do you remember when Lauryn Hill was kind of like, I don't want so-and-so kind of people listening to my music, and I don't want so-and-so kind of people. She was being really rude about it, and everyone kind of just went, all right, fine, none of us listen to it.
Yeah, what's up with that? I mean, you're going to put your music out. Everyone's going to hear it.
I mean, music is music, and, you know, it's like art. It's, you know, it's in the eye of the beholder, the beauty of it. So,
exactly.
Or the ear of the beholder. Do you know what I mean? So, but anyway, go on.
Yeah, he quoted that, you know, I want the freedom of having less fans because it's like the freedom of having less money. If you have less money, you have less responsibility. So, I mean, this guy has a point, but, I mean, he's even picky about his fans, but I guess whatever floats his boat. But anyways, Kanye has another major goal set for himself in 2009, and he wants to pose naked.
Sorry.
Yes, he wants to pose naked. And the question is why, right?
Yes,
so, In his interview with Vibe magazine, he revealed that he would love to drop his clothes only to defy every rule in the book of American culture.
Okay.
I'm sorry,
I was just like, I've just got horrible images going through my mind at the moment. I'm sorry. Come on, he's hardly Lenny Kravitz. You know? I'm sorry, Kanye. If you're listening, I'm sorry, okay? But no.
Isn't that funny? So, okay, this is the quote, okay? I definitely feel like in the next however many years, if I work out for 2 months, that I'll pose naked, Clint Kanye. I break every rule and mentality of hip-hop, black culture, and American culture, he added. And further stated that his naked photo shoot would definitely dominate the headlines, which I'm sure they would, but we'll see how that comes out.
Oh my goodness gracious me. So Kanye West posing naked in 2009. I can't even imagine what his next album's going to be called. You know, it'll be like Trouser Drop Down. Forget college dropout.
Wow, that's really clever.
Yeah, I mean, oh no, Kanye, please keep them on. Keep them. I know how people, like, you know, you go to see a stripper or something. Not that I do this, but you know, it's like, take them off, get them off. I would be sitting there with that photo shoot going, keep them on, Kanye's, please.
I know, this guy, he just wants to push all limits every time. That's the basic thing about him.
You know, but then where do you draw the line? This is the thing.
Exactly.
You know, he wants to push limits. Okay, fine. To be honest with you, women do it all the time, posing naked. So I guess, you know, he's crossing boundaries. And I don't think there have been any. But then again, look, he's saying that. Okay, well, I was going to say that he's kind of pushing the boundaries of black culture in America. And I was going to say, look, I'll be honest with you. I've seen plenty of pictures of Lenny Kravitz on the internet.
Right.
Where he's really just kind of wearing nothing. But then again, he's not really hip-hop, is he? So I guess it's a different kind of genre of music.
Exactly, yeah. And he really just wants to be a pioneer in that sense, I guess.
Yeah, a pioneer.
Exactly.
Oh, gosh. So what do you think about all this?
Well, you know, I think he just really wants to ooh and awe the world, because that's just his personality. He, you know, as you can tell, he's always wanting to be in the headlines. He's always doing something crazy, just, you know, talking about his opinions and what's on his mind.
So do you think this is an attempt?
You know, I couldn't really imagine this guy doing it, really. I think he totally would, because that's what he lives for.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
That's what he lives for.
Well, I tell you what, I mean, if his music is anything to go by, and, you know, his body is as good as his music, then I don't mind. But I kind of doubt it. I know that sounds awful, but I mean, maybe there's women out there who think Kanye West is hot. Ladies, if you think he's hot, just call me up and, you know, lay into me. You know, just say, hey, you leave Kanye alone. He's my baby daddy. And, you know, you know what I mean? But seriously, No.
Exactly. You know, talking about headlines, I'm sure you know that his new album, 808s and Heartbreak, has been dominating charts all over the world.
It has.
It definitely has. And I myself can't get enough of this album either. You know, if you've been following Kanye throughout his musical career, you'll definitely notice that this album is a totally different side of him.
It is, isn't it? It's a very different sound.
Very, yeah.
Just in general.
You're right. And, you know, the loss, unfortunately, the loss of his mother and his companionship with his fiance definitely served to inspire this whole conception of 808s and Heartbreak I read up. And, you know, he once stated that this album was somewhat therapeutic for him. And he said, it got so lonely at the top that I had to do it.
Okay,
yeah,
Mr. Not so humble and I'm the best and da-da-da, he's actually got that softer side to him, hasn't he? Probably a very vulnerable person on the inside,
right,
with a big front, you know?
Yeah.
Well, we'll find out if he's got a big front if he poses.
Oh,
no, very naughty, Sam. Sorry, I apologize. These are children. Close your ears. I was talking about his chest. Oh my goodness. I'm sorry. Anyway.
Yeah, well, we all know Kanye to have a cocky reputation, but
this is getting worse.
But we can definitely expect him to make headlines in 2009. Yeah. Have it be him throwing a fit because he doesn't win an award, yeah, or how he wants to tell the world Bush hates black people.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Goodness. Well, you know what? I don't think Kanye is the kind of person that's about to disappear off the radar anytime soon. You know, I'm expecting a lot more than just naked photo shoots from him. I think that's just the tip of the iceberg.
Exactly. He's here to wow all of us. I'll definitely keep you guys updated anything that has to do with Kanye.
Yeah,
for
I think
sure.
If you can get him to give us his opinion, you know, that would be great. Kanye, you know, if you just want to kind of give us a call and just say, hey, Sam, what's going on, man? Yeah, so, you know, no problem. That'd be great. But thank you so much, Deeps. One thing I've got to say is I'm loving Kanye's new sound. You know, that what he's done with the whole Love Lockdown and Heartless. It's very new for him. It's very fresh, and I hope that he does more of this. I know some people aren't a huge fan of this new thing that he's got going on. What do you think of it all?
Well, I think it's great. I think it's a totally different side of him, and I was really shocked because not one time has he rapped throughout his whole album, because, you know, he's usually big on rapping and just, you know, spitting out those lyrics, like the harsh lyrics, you know? But this album kind of grew on me, and I like the side of him, and it's different, and it's more of a pop feel, and I think it's nice.
I think it's nice as well. It wasn't something that I would have expected from him, but I'm not disappointed.
Exactly. Neither am I.
Well, I tell you what, on that note, let's go into Kanye West's Love Lockdown. Deeps, thank you so much for speaking to us once again. Deep Dishing with Deeps on a Monday morning. Lovely. Thank you so much, and I hope California is doing great.
Oh, yeah, it's going fantastic. And thanks so much for having me.
No
I'll talk
problem.
To you guys next week.
Yeah, lovely. Well, you have a great sleep now, Deeps.